Why do more Canadians shop at Dominion than at any other store?
Why?
It's mainly because of the meat.
Oh,
mainly because of the meat.
Yes, it's mainly because of the meat.
Dominion sells tons of meat every day, and every pound of it, every single ounce, is unconditionally guaranteed to please where it counts,
wow,
on your table. There are no ifs, ands, or buts about Dominion's guarantee. If you're not completely satisfied, Dominion will replace the item or refund your money. Why risk disappointment? Buy all your meats at Dominion, where quality, tenderness, and flavor are guaranteed, but cost no more, often less.
Whew.
More Canadians shop at Dominion than at any other store. And it's
mainly because of the meat.
Because of the meat.
Because of the meat.
Mainly because... That's what it is. It's mainly because of the meat, apparently. Remember Dominion stores? You have to have been here, I guess, for a while. They're no longer here. But yes, apparently the mainly because of the meat issue has not changed. It's more important than ever. At least that's what we're being led to believe. So let's try to find a little bit more about this. Kevin Greer is a livestock and meat market analyst. He's based in Guelph, Ontario. He's on the line right now. So coming off that jingle makes me realize that this is now, here we are 40 or 50 years later. And as I said, that's really still what I guess most stores, most supermarkets are battling over, right? It's the cost of meat.
Yeah, I'm still just trying to get over that. The whole A-Rod story you had.
Yeah, but, me too. That's, let's not mix that in with the meat, though.
Trying to focus my attention, yeah, it really is. And you know, the proof of it is that the flyers, and this weekend in particular, is the one of the biggest weekends of the year, probably second to the Christmas period and Thanksgiving. This is the weekend where grocers really want you in their store because it sets the tone for the grilling season for the rest of the summer. And you know what they started off with? It's beef. I mean, I'm looking at these flyers in Quebec, Provigo, IGA, Metro, Walmart. They all have a major beef item on the front page. Same across the rest of the country. So it's not something that I'm smart enough to figure out, but I'm smart enough to look at a flyer and realize that you've got all this beef on there. It tells you a lot. So really, things haven't changed a whole lot in all that time.
Yeah, and by the way, for people trying to understand, well, why beef? What is it that's going to lure people into the store? It's obviously not just picking up a couple of steaks. It's the fact that once you're in there, you're going to buy more stuff.
Exactly right. I think any grocer would tell you if you've got a steak or a roast in your cart, chances are you've got an awful lot else in your cart as well. But to be fair, Aaron, there is something about beef. It is what would be called a destination item. It's an item that, you know, if you've got the T-bones on special or strip loins, you will turn the car around or you will make it a point to go into the store because of that meat item more than chicken and more than pork. It's just the way it is.
Isn't that weird, though? I thought we were all eating less meat, and here is meat trying to drive people to stores.
Yeah, and that tells you something. And again, the reality, too, Aaron, is that it has been true that over the last, say, three decades, there has been a decline in red meat consumption. But, Aaron, in the last 4 to 5 years, that has reversed. We've started to increase our consumption. Not only that, but we've decided to, we're willing to pay a little bit more as well. So combine more, we're eating more red meat, as well as the fact that the price is higher, which we're willing to eat it at. It means that meat demand is quite strong in Canada and the United States.
Are there regional disparities here, too? Like, I mean, for example, in Quebec, I know we have an ad now running for lobsters exactly at the same time. Are different places across the country pushing different things?
Well, the only commonality, Aaron, is beef. Again, Provigo, T-Bones, IGA's got T-Bones, Metro in Quebec has got rib steak, all three at very good prices. But you're right, I really never paid attention to that, but you're absolutely right. There's more lobsters in Quebec than anywhere else. So that was news to me. But the main commonality, Aaron, is beef in Ontario. The Atlantic's got some very nice features. Walmart's got top sirloins at $5.47 in Atlantic and the West. So that's the commonality, Aaron, is beef all across the country.
So explain this to me if you can, Kevin. They actually have what you might call war rooms, as they're described here, when it comes time to coming up with these flyers. And the thinking behind these is, if you can believe this, they plan this flyer, this big rollout right now, this weekend, almost 6 months in advance?
Yeah, you know what? Aaron, that was a very informative article. Like, I like to think I know a little bit about this stuff, but I learned a lot by reading that article. It's in the Gazette as well as the National Post. It's by Jake Edmonston. I had no idea they planned that far in advance. I thought it was more like 8 to 10 weeks ahead. So, but again, it may be for Victoria Day, maybe there's more of a focus because it's so important. But yeah, there's a lot of planning that goes into this. And the last thing they want, Aaron, is to be beat. The last thing they want is to put a T-bone out at $7.99 and then the grocer down the road's got it at $6.99.
Sure.
So that's why this, and again, it sets the tone for the rest of the summer. So this weekend's a big one.
Well, what I liked in the article as well is the fact that some of the chains, including Metro and Sobeys, declined to be interviewed because because they didn't want to disclose any company secrets.
You know, I was kind of surprised because to me, I thought Loblaw was smart for being interviewed because, you know, sometimes we think of Loblaw as being big, bad corporate and impersonal, but this really put a human face on Loblaw. They really, I think they were smart to be interviewed and talk about what goes on. And so I give them kudos for that.
By the way, if you're running out this weekend and this is your weekend because maybe you're pulling out the barbecue and maybe this is your kickoff to spring, it would seem, based on what we're talking about, you ought to load up on as much meat as you possibly can because the prices will be better now than they may be for a while.
Well, certainly, and that's the reason. They want you in the store. So, like, I'm looking at Quebec there. The main banners, like I say, Provigo's got a T-bone at $6.88, and, you know, that's about half the price of what you're normally going to pay, same as at IGA, $6.99. Metro's got a nice rib steak there at $6.99. These prices are all very, very low compared to regular prices.
So can I ask you, as a meatologist, what is the best cut of beef that you would buy?
Well, you know,
or is it all personal taste?
I'm no more smart on that than anybody else. No. We all have our preferences. Mine is the rib steak because I think it's got a little more marbling in it. But the anything from the rib and the loin tend to be more tender, whereas in the ends, like the inside rounds and the chucks and so on, they're a little more tougher because that's those muscles do more work, but they're a little more flavorful too. So, if you put it to me, I'd have to say with the rib steak.
Yeah, write that down so I can pick up a couple on the way home.
And that's at Metro at $6.99.
Well, you're a handy guy to know. I got to call you every time meat goes on sale.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, thank you so much. Appreciate your time this afternoon.
Well, thanks for having me on.
You bet. Kevin Greer, livestock and meat market analyst. Why?
Why? It's mainly because of the meat.
Mainly because of the meat.
Yep.
Yes, it's mainly because of the meat.
Dominion sells tons of meat.
There you go. I love. I can't believe that is still. You find that on YouTube. That's like from the 1960s, I guess. Dominion's been out of business probably for 20 years. It's there. And not only is it there, there's a video of all their employees in one particular Dominion store in black and white standing in front of their store. So if you have lived here for a while and remember that, and it's funny because when we were going to do the interview, I just remembered mainly because of the meat, and I couldn't remember the company that had that as their slogan. And there it is. It's on YouTube.